Ready.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah, and we officially have a race to talk about, a race to recap. We're back. We did it.
We did it. It's here. It's I texted you this morning saying happy race day. Like I'm so happy that we're back. Not the best way to start the season, in my opinion, but that's okay. It's okay.
We had a really good battle till the end. So, like, if the result wasn't what you wanted, that's one thing. But we had a good race till the end, which is all we can, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. The race itself was good. Good battle. Literally right up until the end. I'm more talking about the fact that willpower was gone lap one.
And you're a Joseph Newgarden fan, and he got
And
overtaken. I mean,
I am
yeah.
also a Joseph Newgarden fan. Not the best start if you're a Penske fan. But it was, yeah, I feel like we haven't done a race recap in like a hot minute. I don't even know how we do. I don't know. What do we talk about? What do we...
So we'll start from qualifying. Did you watch it? I watched it.
I watched it. I did watch it. Let me pull up my notes.
Did you fall asleep during the race today? Because you went MIA midway through.
No. Sometimes I just don't have anything to say, though.
Okay.
I'm really bad. The thing is, I don't get fan app notifications.
No, I don't either. I literally had my phone open the entire time.
And I didn't. I like, as soon as I exit out of the app, I forgot about it for like an hour, which I feel really bad about.
No, I'm just wondering if you had an app already, because I was joking in fan app that like I was feeling about lap 50 that it was like the perfect time for a midday nap, but I didn't have one, but I could have. And I was like, oh, I wonder if Emma did, because she's like gone right now.
I was awake. I was there. I was tired, but I did watch the race. I just was not as not very active in the fan app. But yeah, we'll start with qualifying, which I guess we didn't really do a explanation on how qualifying works for IndyCar. We just like last week we could have talked about it, but we didn't. But just like a quick recap, if you watch qualifying and you're like, I don't really understand what's going on here, they divide the grid into two sections, like two groups, group one and group two. And then the top six from each group move on to the top 12. And then the top 12 from there, the top six of those go on to the Firestone Fast Six, which is essentially Q1 is divided into two groups, Q2, top 12, Q3, Fast Six.
Yep.
That's all you need to know.
Just because there's so many cars in IndyCar, there's a total of
27.
Seven cars on the grid right now, and it's just too many to like throw them all out there like Formula One style qualifying. So that's why they do it this way.
And I think they do it based
Oval
off.
qualifying.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Nope.
I was going to say, for those of you who don't know, like oval qualifying is completely different. So, like, when we have our first oval of the year, we can go through that too, but we can save it for the time being because we have a couple street and road courses to start the season, anyways. So,
I just heard the dog barking. Distracted me. Fuck, what was I going to say? Oh, for qualifying, I'm pretty sure they separate group one and group two based off practice times, I
yeah.
think, right? Yeah, that's what I'm pretty sure. That, I don't think they've changed that. But I noticed, like, I just thought it was, I don't think, not that it was funny, but I was kind of mad seeing all three Penske drivers and all three Arrow McLaren drivers in group one. Like,
Yeah.
I just wish there's a, I wish there was just a bit more separation because not all, I love Penske, I love Arrow McLaren, but like not all six of them are going to move forward to, it just, the stakes are so high. And it just, so qualifying itself is like always stressful because you don't know who's in who group, like in what group. Anyway.
Yeah. No, you're
But
right. I mean, if all six made it through, then you'd have three Penskes and three McLarens going through to the group of the round of 12. As we'll call it for the newbies, and that just wouldn't be interesting for anybody. So, yeah.
Some, I was gonna say surprising, but you made a good point. MSR, Meyer Shank Racing, they had extremely good qualifying pace. Like, they, I didn't hear anything from them in preseason testing, nothing too crazy from like the practices, but their qualifying, I was like they and made it all the way to the end, and they were, both cars were in row two, like they qualified third and fourth. But then I said, I don't know if I said it in fan app, but I was like, it's kind of giving Haas. Like, they have really good qualifying pace, but then come the race, unfortunately, we did not see the best results. One of them didn't even finish, so.
They don't, historically, they've qualified well, and they just don't have the race pace. The team as a whole has only won one race, and it was Indy 500, and it was Helio Castroneves. It's They don't have the consistency, but I think that they're growing and they're getting there. And Felix Rosenqvist, since making the jump from Arrow McLaren to Meyer Shank, has been outstanding. His qualifying has been great. It's been the race pace where they struggle, and that's not necessarily even the drivers. They've had mechanical failures. I believe last year they had hybrid issues. So like, it's just been consistently bad luck. And then David too, when he went over to Meyer Shank last year mid-season, he was qualifying really well too, and he had a couple like strategy issues near the end of the year. He was on pace to win Nashville. We were there. We were like, oh my God, are we going to see his first race win? And it was a strategy call that didn't allow him to do so. So, and I think today he had a bad strategy call too. So, I don't know. I mean, now he's with AJ, but like Armstrong didn't. Well, no, which one didn't finish? Armstrong didn't even
Armstrong.
finish. Yeah.
I know. And I
Yeah.
was like, at one point, he was like holding on to P2 for like a hot minute. And I was like, okay, like, are we gonna see Armstrong on the podium? I want to
Yeah.
add though that Meyer Shank Racing and Chip Ganassi have, what's the word?
It's
Relationship
a
is
partnership.
not partnership. Okay, we call it partnership. I they used a word in the broadcast. I don't remember what word it was, but we'll go with partnership. So essentially, they just work very closely together. And the same goes with AJ Foyt and Team Penske. And on the broadcast, they were saying that everything that David Malukas sees in his car, like his setup, his steering wheel, like that is practically identical to what Scotty Mack is seeing. So they have
Yeah.
very, very, very identical setups. And then, so this is new this year with Chip Ganassi and Meyer Shank Racing. I think like the partnership, even though they've always been Honda. What was I going to say? Yeah, they've always been Honda, so like there's always that sort of connection, but I am hoping, or I'm assuming, this year Meyer Shank Racing is going to perform better than they had in previous years because of their close ties now with Chip Ganassi. You have a crooked picture.
Danny Rick almost fell off the wall. No.
Do you switch them? Do you rotate them? Or do you just, okay,
No,
I don't know.
they stay where they are, but Danny sometimes I'm a little close to the wall when I record, and sometimes he's like, hi, don't forget that I'm here, bitch. Talk about me.
That's
And
so
then I have
funny.
to be like, hey, it's not your time right now, babe. And then we move on.
Okay.
That's a portion maybe you should watch on YouTube, or else I sound kind of crazy, so
Anyway, so Meyer Shank Racing and AJ Foyt, because of their close ties with two of the best teams in IndyCar right now, like one would expect bigger things from them this year. What? Did I mess up
sorry,
again?
I normally put do not disturb on.
What?
Normally put do not disturb on, but my phone just chimed, so I went to a check to make sure no one is dying. And my mom said, did someone put an avocado in my purse? And sent a photo of this moldy ass avocado.
How long has it been
Oh
there?
my God. Well, I guess we don't know. Okay.
That's actually so
Wow,
funny.
that could have been really bad because my dog always rummages through bags and shit, and avocados are toxic to dogs. So
Oh,
that
I
could have
didn't know
been
that.
really. Okay, sorry. My
No,
phone
that's
is on do
okay.
not disturb now. That was wild.
Hope your mom finds a culprit. It's probably her.
It probably was her. I'm thinking she went to the grocery store for a couple things through, and we never take bags. Because now they don't give out bags, and we
Yeah.
don't always remember the reusable ones. And she probably threw it in her purse and forgot about it. So,
Probably. Anyway, moving on.
anyway.
So we saw.
Wait. No, you were making a good point. You were saying that you hope to see MSR improve as a result of the CGR partnership.
Yeah, same with AJ Foyt. I mean, that was already a thing last year, but we saw improvement last year with AJ Foyt. Like, Santino Ferrucci had that. When you remember when he got pole, we're all like, where did that come from? So I expect, not that I expect, but like one would expect at least some growth throughout the season. Like, you're telling me you have the same setup as Scotty Mack, like perform like Scotty Mack. I mean, to be fair, I know the teams are different, strategy calls are different, tire strategies are different, but if the cars are very similar, IndyCars already are very similar, but like you have the exact same setup. I don't know. I'm hoping we see something big from David Malukas this year, like in AJ
Yep,
Foyt.
me too. I'm hoping this is the year that he wins his first race. It'll probably be on an oval just because that's where he shines. But yeah, I do think that it'll this, I mean, objectively, like those of you who have heard me talk about how I don't like Santino Ferrucci, that stands true, but he's a very talented driver. Again, also like on ovals, and then David as well. Like, and now with the Penske partnership, that yes, you're right, was into effect last year, but Stingray Rob was a little bit of a liability last year. So now it just seems like the perfect storm for AJ Foyt, and I expect them to do big things this season.
When I was watching the race today, I had to remember who was where. Because like there were so many changes this season. I was like, who is Stingray Rob driving for? And I was like, who is like I was like not Ed Carpenter because VK's with Ed Carpenter. And I was like, no, VK's not with Ed Carpenter anymore. Like I feel like I was like I had my like the driver lineup like open on the app because I was like, I cannot remember who's with who. Also, can we sorry, before we continue about the race, can we talk about Connor Daly for a second? Because he has a new sponsor, main sponsor, 76, which I think is like a fuel company. Do you know? Yes or no? When I looked him
Is
up
that
on
not?
like Instagram, like the brand itself is quite literally called 76.
So the brand is called 76.
Yes.
Okay. So this answers questions for me because I was confused because Hinkels-Hollinger had cars 77 and 78 for the past few years, and this year they don't. And Connor was driving a 76. And I was like, that's interesting because they had 77 and 78 previously. Where did 76 come from? They didn't add a car. I guess it's a sponsorship thing. That, okay.
Which
Thank
makes
you.
so much sense. So yeah, it's a chain of gas stations located in the United States. But I'm like, oh, you're just getting rid of 78 altogether to put like I
Right.
thought I was like, that's perfect. That's so smart. Like have your number be your main sponsor. That makes so much sense. Anyway, but I
Yeah.
was looking
I
for seven.
was confused.
Yeah, I was confused too because I was like, where is 78? Like it's always been 77 and 78. But nope, it's now 76 and 77. I just wanted to
Okay.
point that out because there was no explanation. He just showed up with 76.
No, and I was confused too, so that makes a lot of sense. Thank you. I mean, yeah, so the first race of the year is always a little jarring because of yes, like driver switches, which I felt like there wasn't a lot last year, but this year there's definitely way more. And then also like livery changes, that's another big thing. So like you have your like Scott Dixon and Pillow who have like their sponsors. Joseph and Scotty and Will, like they all have like their sponsors. They've been with them for a while. But then you have like, yeah, I don't know, like Connor's livery changed. Who else? Oh, now you have the Prema cars that look totally different. I love the ECR cars with the Jabba House livery, but that's not what an ECR car looked like last year.
Okay, Java House, there aren't they? It's yellow and black, right? Or is that the other ECR car?
Well, so the car is yellow and light blue. I don't know if Jabba House itself has, but also Splenda is a sponsor. So I don't know which colors come from which sponsor, but they do Jabba House and Splenda.
I was getting confused because one of the ECR cars looked like Colton Herta's yellow car.
Right.
And I was
Yes.
like, so anyway, I just want to put a reminder out there that before every race weekend, IndyCar drops a spotter guide because these liveries change. They could change almost every week if the sponsorships wanted. So rely on the spotter guide. It is so helpful because I needed it. I didn't know who I was looking at. We have the Chili's car now.
I love the Chili's car.
It's quite literally like Chili's. Like, hi, welcome to Chili's. Like
I love it.
I love it. I love it. Like around the halo, it's I mean it's not a halo, but like the inside barrier
Aero
of like the
screen.
car. Yeah, aero screen, it's Chili's logo. Like Kyle Kirkwood has the best livery this year. I hope it doesn't
I know.
change.
Like, I wouldn't have wanted that livery to be with any other driver, to be fair. Like, it's perfect with Kyle, but also I kind of feel like he's coming, not it's a sponsorship thing, but I feel like he's coming for Carlos Sainz's brand a little bit
That's what I was
because it's
thinking.
Chili's everywhere. And like
Chili's.
that we have another driver.
They're really trying to pull in the F1 audience. Like they heard Chili's and they're like, we can work with that. Like we can make it work over an IndyCar.
Yeah, they made it their own and they Americanized the hell out of
As
it.
they do. Okay, how are the
Yeah.
commercials for you being on Fox?
Fine.
Did they
I
have was it because, okay, I'm going to restart. For TSN, I don't know what I was expecting this year, but TSN just has the Fox broadcast. for the race itself, we didn't get any of the commercials. During the commercial times, it's just like silence, watching the race on like one camera feed.
I
There's
miss
no
that. I
commercials.
prefer that.
Yeah. So for Fox, was it, did they have like the split screen? Or
Yeah, they
was
did a
it?
split screen.
Okay.
Yeah, like if you're watching on TSN on cable, they do the split screen, but you're watching on TSN Plus, which gave you, yeah, just the silence, which I appreciate and I like that a lot more. But I had like a split screen. I don't feel like it was like too commercial heavy, to be fair. Like I thought they did a good job. It wasn't that bad. I don't watch commercials. I honestly put my TV on mute and scroll TikTok, but they were there.
That's fair. Some other notes about the Fox broadcast. We were chatting about it in the FanAm chat. The bar, like the legend on the side, and some of the graphics, we just have question marks about it because they don't. Well, one, it's the driver graphics. It's giving like comic book superhero. Like that's what they look
That's what they're
like.
going for. That's
Yeah,
what they're going for. They
which
do it
is.
with NASCAR. Yeah.
And they do it with football, don't
They do it
they?
with NFL. Yeah.
It's just throwing me off a bit because I just like I don't watch NASCAR and I don't watch football, so I'm just the first time I see this, I'm like, what are these superheroes doing in an IndyCar race?
Okay, yes. And this is where I like what I didn't even respond to any of the messages at the end because I was just like, you guys, like, be open to change because this is gonna be a different broadcast. And it's going, and Fox historically has done really well with their graphics and stuff. And I listened to Hinch and Rossi this week, and Hinch was saying, like, he's like, he knew this was coming. And he was like, you guys, please just remember when you're watching the broadcast that this is the first one. It is not going to be perfect. We're going to iron out kinks. It will get better. Please give us grace. And automatically, I just was like, people are automatically like, I hate the new timing thing. Like, there's so much space. I'm like, give them a sec. It's the first qualifying session. It's the first one. Oh, they were messing up like in qualifying the orders and stuff. I'm like, okay, yes, it sucks. And it definitely like impacts like as a viewer. It definitely does, especially as a new fan, because you're like, wait, what's happening here? And I totally get that. But they're gonna iron out their kinks. It's gonna be okay. And okay, yes, the cartoon driver things. I don't hate them. I don't think there's anything wrong with them. I think they're fine. Let's just be open to change, everybody. Let's be open to change. It'll be okay. If we have to look at funny superheroes, we can make content out of it. And if people are talking about it online, that's bringing eyeballs to IndyCar. So let's just, it'll be okay.
I think I needed to hear that because I was against it. And I was like, what is going on? I
Know.
have complaints. I don't like this. But you're right. This is Fox's first time with the IndyCar broadcast. I will give them grace. I'm sure that they'll be hearing the feedback. Like, they're going to make the changes. It will get better. I will say for about 10 minutes, I lost the broadcast itself.
That was weird.
But that was just on TSN Plus and like TSN that I couldn't get at. It just like cut out. And I was like, okay, it's cool. I'll just wait. But it didn't happen on your guys' end or it didn't happen anywhere else, but just for TSN for whatever reason. But you make a good point, Hannah. We need to be open-minded. Fox has already proved that like they want to expand IndyCar. They want to bring in more viewership. We got to trust them, let them do their thing. You're right. Thank you.
I don't want. I know I don't want the people in the FanAm chat who are saying stuff like this to be like, oh my gosh, Hannah's like mad or whatever. I know,
Hannah's not
annoyed, like what
mad.
I was. I'm not mad. I'm not. I was kind of annoyed just because I was like, it, we just keep, it just was seemingly like what we talked about all weekend. And I was just like, you know, let's just, it'll get better. I promise it'll get better. And the graphics, if you don't like them now, odds are you probably still won't like them going forward. But like, I don't know, maybe you will change your mind. I don't know. They don't have one of someone in the FanAm chat was like, at least they don't have the fake ass abs like the NASCAR drivers have. And yeah, let's be happy about that.
So funny that when they sent the screenshot of like Kyle Busch with abs drawn on, you know what? IndyCar, you're doing good. You're doing good. Don't worry. Can we talk about though the driver intros like at the start? And it was, I mean, I know that they do it in football, like that is very NFL, but it just made me laugh because. Like it just is. You don't see that in IndyCar, or like you don't see it in like at like any race where they go through the grid and they say like David Malukas, I grew up in Chicago, Illinois, but
You're right. They don't do like the hometown thing, but I'm pretty sure in Nashville, they all went to the main stage and did like a driver intro type deal.
Yes, so that's very common. The start of, I don't know if it's every race or it's just like big races, but they will do a driver intro. But to
Okay.
watch it was a
Yeah, I was a bit.
little, it was funny because I was texting some friends about it. And one of them was like, you just know that they had to cut David Malukas off because he was about to tell a story about his childhood. Like when he's, because he was like, I'm David Malukas. I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. Like they just sharp cut right there. But I'm also wondering, like, are they gonna do that every race? Are they like, are they
I think
gonna,
so.
so every race weekend we're gonna hear where they grew up or like where they're from?
Yes,
Or they, can
but
they
you
do other facts?
are. Oh, I don't.
That
I'm
would be
thinking.
cool.
Yes, if they're taking from the NFL model, they will do this before every race.
But
For
with
those.
NFL, it's so many different teams with so many different players. Whereas IndyCar, it's the same 27 drivers. You know what I mean? Like, are
Well,
we
you're
gonna
right.
listen to that every single weekend?
I think that you are thinking as a fan that watches every race and already knows these things, but think about the people that are new and that are like, oh, wait, Devlin DeFrancesco races on the Canadian flag? I didn't know that. Or, like, I mean, someone in our chat this weekend didn't even, maybe it was you, didn't know that Louis Foster was British.
I knew he was British.
Okay, I don't know, I forget.
It wasn't me.
Okay, I apologize. And I think that's just like, again, like something that
It's just
we'll
different.
just have to adapt to. Yeah, it's just different. We'll just have to
Right.
adapt to
It
it.
just it made me giggle. Like also Alex Palou, he was like, "Hi, my name is Alex Palou." Like, you know, some of them were just like really like, "You've
I
never done this
know.
before." Like that's so you've never watched football before. Like you don't know what you're
Like,
supposed to be
just think
saying.
about, so I someone that we met in Indianapolis last year, was she still lives in Indianapolis, and she was posting she was at like a race watch party in Indianapolis because they obviously love IndyCar
Who?
racing, and Lauren,
Oh.
and she posted, and I could see like people at a bar in Indianapolis hearing Connor Daly, I think he's from Noblesville, Indiana, and people just cheering because that's their hometown guy. So like I think that, yeah, that's
Yes.
Indy, and like IndyCar is huge in Indy, but you
No, I
know,
get
there's a
that. I
little
get
bit
it.
like tie you to the driver, right? Like, yeah, I don't know.
That's fair. And I guess also it makes sense at the start of the season too.
True.
To be like, hey, these are the drivers, these are where they're from. If you wanna like root for a driver based off location, like now you know who like who's where or who's from where kind of thing. So that makes sense. But it just like
And I'm sure they're expecting a lot of new fans right now because new network. New fan bases potentially they're tapping into. They just had commercials at the Super Bowl. They have the NASCAR fans that they're trying to get over. So like, you know, I think it's more for new fans, obviously, but like us older fans, which like we've only been watching for 2 years now, it's just something we might just have to endure. It'll be okay. It'll grow the sport.
I love how open-minded you are. And like, thank God, because I came into this very negative and I was like, I don't like
I
this.
think
This is weird. So I really honestly appreciate your opinion and your thoughts because it's making me more open-minded. So thank
that's
you.
good. Thank you. I hope that someone listening to it is now I'm changing their mind too, because okay, this is where I don't want IndyCar to end up, because there is so much. I love the world of Formula One. It's the motorsport series that helped me fall in love with motorsports. We have this show because of Formula One. The drivers are on my wall in my apartment. But I do feel like there's just a lot of negativity in Formula One every time that there is like a change or something. And I just don't want IndyCar to be that way. Cause already this year, I'm like, I don't know. I just don't want the negativity. It's not just Formula One. There's a lot of sports series
Well,
that.
people don't like change is like what
Right.
it
It could
comes
just.
down to. Like,
Yeah.
and you're like, you seem to be handling it, not handling it, because it's not like this change affects us directly, but you are handling it
That's okay.
better than
Thank you.
other people who maybe have been watching IndyCar for years. And you know, we heard the same thing when Formula One came out, like when Drive to Survive started, like all these older fans were like, what is this? We don't need this. But us newer fans were like, this is everything. This has helped us get into the sport. Like, we need this. So it's just how people handle change and adapt to it. But You're right. I will be
Yeah,
more open-minded with Fox going
no,
forward.
and that's okay. I'm not coming at anybody
No, I
who.
know you're not. I know you're not, but I needed to hear like your opinion to like change mine.
That's fair. That's fair. I want everybody to know that their opinions are all definitely valid. Change is hard. The graphic situation this weekend was bad. It was bad. It'll
Scotty
get
Mac
better.
didn't even look like himself.
You're right. He did not. And Joseph, comic book Joseph, was less handsome than real life Joseph, which
They
is
did him
really
so
saying
dirty. They did him so dirty.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it's like fun and new. I don't
Well,
want that.
like in NASCAR, the graphics are like full body graphics or like half
Yeah.
body graphics. So we just saw heads. So maybe there's more coming, you know?
There are drawn on abs.
I wonder. I'm trying to think, like, who? I mean, I believe a lot of those drivers do have abs, but not all of them.
We are absolutely not going through who on the IndyCar grid has abs.
Okay, we can move on.
Okay, on the note of qualifying, let's just Scotty Max on pole. Good for
He
him.
brought his daughter out to celebrate. His little baby girl. I wanted to cry.
Months
It was
old.
so cute.
Yeah. Really cute. That was a cute moment. He was so excited. Like, and I mean, we talked to Scotty at the end of the year last year, and he was just like so excited to be a dad. His daughter hadn't even been born yet, but he was so excited, and like, it's so funny that he took his like first opportunity, and he's like, "Baby," and I love that for him.
He's
He's
such a
very
girl
proud.
dad. I love him. I love Scotty Mac.
Yeah.
And then in second, it was Herta, wasn't it? Yeah. And Scotty Mac, Herta, and then we had MSR. And I honestly thought Colton Herta was gonna win this race.
I thought so too.
I put in the fan app chat that I was like, I think I'm gonna be a Colton Herta fan this year. Like he ended off on such a strong note last year. Like he won Nashville. What? What are you laughing at?
I laughed when you said that because in my brain, I was like, we told the story on the podcast at the last race in Nashville at the after party thing. Kyle Kirkwood gave you a hug. And so in my head, I was like, if she's gonna be a fan of any Andretti driver, it should be Kyle Kirkwood, right? And he was like giving her drinks and
You're right. Actually, maybe it
friendly.
will
He
be
was it
Kyle
was friendly. It
Kirkwood.
was totally friendly, but yeah.
Oh yes, very friendly. Kyle Kirkwood is just a nice guy. You know, maybe I'll just be an Andretti fan this year.
That's
Maybe
fair.
I'll make the shift from Penske to Andretti, which like
That's not gonna happen, so don't
it
even put it out
could.
there.
I can't. I love Penske.
You, yeah.
My friends are on Penske. I can't not love Penske. And I also
Yeah.
love Willpower, and I love Scotty Mac, and I
Yep.
love Joseph. But I think I can add Andretti into a T, like Andretti into that list. Like I want to see. Okay, so I have nine favorite drivers now, 10 including Connor Daly.
No, there's so many.
I think it's so hard because if you compare it to Formula One, I'm like Lance Stroll is my guy. I am Team Aston Martin. I want to see them succeed. And then I go over to Indy, and I'm like, oh, I love Team Penske, but I also have Aaron McLaren, and like I love Pato. I want to see him win. But Connor Daly, like I love him. Like I want him to win. And David Malukas, like always a huge David Malukas fan. But like now I want Connor, or I want Colton Herta, and I want Kyle Kirkwood to win. Like I can't. It's so much harder to choose a favorite in IndyCar. Like I don't.
Yeah,
Do
I
you know what I
agree.
mean?
I agree. And especially because
We know
you
them.
don't root for teams in IndyCar. So,
That's what.
like, I'm a Ferrari fan. Whoever's on Ferrari, I will be a fan of. But I still love Carlos, even though he's leaving. But, like, so now
Hannah,
in IndyCar,
he
you don't
has
have that.
left. He has left Ferrari. Not he's
Yeah.
leaving.
He's left, even though he's left. He put up the top. He literally put up the top lap time, fastest
Girl.
time, Jesus fuck, overall at training this weekend. So come at
Anyway.
me.
But you're right. Like with IndyCar, you're not necessarily rooting for the team as much as you are a driver. Like
No, but I feel like the teams that people do root for, like team-wise, is Aaron McLaren and Andretti. Those are the two. But are you a fan of the other two Aaron McLaren drivers? That's my question.
Well, I like Aaron McLaren. Like,
That's the
I mean,
thing.
like, I love Aaron McLaren as a team that it's like, I don't care who's driving. Like, if an Aaron McLaren driver wins, Great. I still kind of have some beef with Christian Lagarde. So it's like, do I
Yeah.
really?
That's why I was asking.
But I love Aaron McLaren, you know? And I know Christian
And
Lagarde's a
will
great driver.
Siegel bring back trauma?
But I love Nolan, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't him.
Did not love that they just kept calling him kid, but it's fine. It's cool.
You know, but he's so young.
I know.
Also, the fact that they said that this is his, I was like, whoa. They said that this will be the start of his first full-time IndyCar season. And I was like, Nolan's been around, but like he missed a couple races last year, but he was around for most of them. So
Yeah, it
yeah.
was first full-time seat.
Doesn't seem
Yeah. Who's your f favorite IndyCar driver? Do you have a favorite? Is it Pato?
Pato, Erickson.
Yeah.
I like to see Scott and Will do well. I have no issues with Joseph. I just he's won the 500 twice, and I don't want him to win it again this year. I don't know. Who else do I like?
And it's
Colton, I congratulated Colton after he won in Nashville, and he was very strange. So I don't know about that.
Connor. We always want to see Connor win.
Connor, yes, we love
But
Connor. And then
again, yeah. But like,
David's like a friend. Yeah.
we're so like, just track talk. Like, we're so immersed in IndyCar, and like, we've had the opportunity to connect with these drivers, and like, they know us, we know them. So it's almost
Yeah.
like, I can't root against you. Like, I know you, I like you. I want you to do
Yeah.
well because I know who you are.
Yeah, that's fair.
So.
Oh, and also, before in my first season of being an IndyCar fan, which was not last year, it was the year before, so 2023.
Three.
Jeez, I forgot what year we were. Callum was one of the drivers that helped me get into the series because I really liked him and I met his girlfriend and I love her.
And now he's
And I
back.
love Callum back. So that's another driver I will definitely be rooting for this year.
Yeah, like it's just.
Oh, and Kay, can we talk about how Christian Rasmussen is becoming the people's princess though? Because I want him on the show. Like, I'm ready to send an email tomorrow saying we need Christian on this show. He is killing it on TikTok. Do you even see his TikToks?
I don't know.
Oh my God, Emma.
I'm never, I don't go on TikTok anymore. I'm sorry. Hang on. Let me just see. I'll
If
just,
he.
oops, oops, oops. That's so loud. His tic, I remember seeing that one of him and like, he was making fun of like Rossi, like not Rossi. Yeah.
That's pretty much all of them, but yeah.
Okay, wait. Christian Rasmussen. Oh God. How old is he?
23 or 24? I'll look it
Remember
up.
when we went for breakfast at Nashville and then we saw him and his girlfriend walking across the street?
We
You don't
saw
remember
Linus.
that?
We saw Linus.
I thought it was Christian.
We saw
Just,
Linus.
I thought it was Christian.
His girlfriend. He is 24. Anyways, you can
He's
search his
funny.
TikTok.
Oh, he's like he is like
Hilarious.
actively on there. Okay, we'll you should send an email. You should get him on the show.
We know his manager. His manager is Jordan, so I'm pretty sure we can make this happen. I need him on this show. He is so funny right now. Anyways, so he is now becoming people's favorite drivers too. He's like infiltrating the IndyCar TikTok girlies, and I love it.
Is he
So
coming for David Malukas's brand? Like
yes, I
David.
think that David's actually letting him have it because David's not doing what he used to do on social media.
Interesting. David's taking a step back.
Maybe.
Christian
Maybe there's
Rasmussen.
new. Anytime you join a new team, there are new rules with social media. He still posts a lot. He still does meme stuff, but I haven't seen his like super silly content. But also, we were in the off season, so I don't know. We'll see.
Interesting. We can talk about the race.
Yeah, we
And then.
literally have not gone to the race. This is wild.
Well, it was a rolling start, which is very, very like that's what IndyCar does is they're rolling starts. It's not a standing start. But right off the bat, we made it past turn one. We were safe at turn two. And then turn three, I was ready to just actually turn the race off. I was like, I don't want to watch anymore. because Will Power hit the back of Nolan, and then Lewis fought Lewis. Is his name Lewis or Louis? Lewis,
Louis.
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 Louis Foster got involved somehow, and three of them were out. Like first
I still
lap.
don't actually know how Louis Foster was involved.
All of a sudden, he
He,
was
I don't,
backwards.
yeah, I,
I don't know.
yeah.
I think. But it was Willpower was at fault there. Like everyone checked up, and unfortunately, Will just didn't. He didn't
Just
break in
didn't.
time. Like he just hit the back of Nolan, which is unfortunate because it took out him, took out Nolan, took out Foster, and there was a clip of that, like of Nolan and Willpower like walking back to like the paddock or back after the race, and it hurt because I mean I always want to see Willpower do well, but also it was his birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Like not the way you want to start a season, not the way you want to have your birthday weekend. Like it's just not a good start for Willpower, and I'm really sad.
I thought when you started that sentence that you were going to talk about how you thought that he was going to be very animated towards Nolan. And that's when I put in the fan app chat, I was like, there's no middle fingers. Will seems to be like fairly calm and collected right now. I'm
He knew
sure
he was at
he.
fault.
Well, I hope. I don't know, but you never know till you see the replay, right? Like,
Yeah.
especially with. Yeah, so I don't know if in the moment he really did, but I'm sure he had an inkling, and they seem to be having a fine conversation. I don't want the fuck you matches to start first race of the season. But I am heartbroken for Louis Foster, actually, of all the three, because this was his first IndyCar race.
Yeah.
And it was turn three. So that's not how we want a season to start for anybody, but especially a rookie.
Okay, next, there's always next race. This is not going to define a season. It's not going to define any of their seasons.
No,
It'll be
we're very early on.
very early on. Yeah, very early on. Very early on. I would say too early on to be calling anyone a championship contender.
Okay.
Which,
Okay.
do you think about
Would
that?
you call, what would you call Stingray Rob a champion content, a championship contender?
No, but I feel like
Exactly.
you don't call. No one has
I feel
points.
like,
Okay, sorry, we'll explain what happened. I mean, nothing really happened, but they just called Will Power a championship contender on the broadcast, which is very bold to say, given this is the first race, no one, we're all on even playing ground. Everyone has 0 points. I feel like you just don't put like that label on someone until we're at least a few races in, and like you see something, like you like there's
Oh,
obvious
I
points
understand.
differences. But again, also, it is willpower. Is he always
That's my argument.
automatically a championship contender?
That's my argument. IndyCar series champion. And it would be insulting to his resume to say that he's not a contender every season that he's in. And he's in the CGR, the number nine car, and
Yeah.
he's in the same position. He's a champion, a championship contender. It's based on their resume, and I feel like these like drivers that have been in the series for a long time, Will Power, Scott Dixon, I'm gonna even say
Joseph.
Joseph because I think he's, and Alex Palou because they've put up like a good enough resume to be called contenders before the season even starts, and that's the same in like any sporting series all over the world. It would be based off your resume. And yes, it's based on paper. That's a contender on paper. Anything can happen. The Honda engines could have an absolute disaster season like they did at the Indy 500 last year. And none of the CGR cars or Andretti cars could even be in the mix. But I think it is fair to call Will a contender this early on just based on his resume. And because he's still in the same car that he has put up that resume with.
Okay.
But I understand.
It
I
was just
understand
it
why
just made
people.
me laugh. I was like, we haven't started yet. Like what? Like no one
Oh, yeah.
like
No
that
one's
just
even thinking about the end of the year right now. Like,
like we're just trying to make it through this first race, buddy. Like
and at this, I think this the IndyCar season. What I love about IndyCar is that it's split into two parts. The beginning of the season till the Indy 500 is one part, and I guess the race after the Indy 500 is Detroit till Nashville is the second part. And it's like you can win the first part and you can win. There's an opportunity to win the first and the second part because I think everything leading up to the Indy 500 actually means a lot more. Because that's the race that means most to everybody. So, to be even thinking about the championship as a whole doesn't make sense. Because right now, our goal is that big oval race on May 31st, I think, or 25th. I can't remember
I think
actually.
it's
25th, May
27th,
25th.
but not.
20. Okay, so the race weekend is, yeah.
Don't know.
I don't.
Not that it matters. 25th, I think you're right.
No. I think it's 25th because I was looking at flights because I probably will be there. Yes, it is 25th. So that's what I have to say on that.
Then we went into caution after that. And then
Yes.
the difference between IndyCar cautions and like F1 yellow flags is when a yellow flag, when the track goes yellow, safety car, whatever you want to call it, in F1, the pit opens automatically. Like you can dive in. For IndyCar, they wait. The pit's not open automatically. I think they wait until the whole driver lineup is together, and that way everyone has an equal chance to go in at the same time so that no one has an unfair advantage. But they don't open the pit right away. And
And I think
so,
it's closer to when they to when the track is cleared, like to closer to going green is when they open it.
which makes sense so that way no one has an unfair advantage. But then we saw a lot of interesting strategies. So with IndyCar, you need to run at least two sets of tires, primary and alternates. Primary, I would compare them to the hards, alternates, softs. Like in F1. If you're coming from F1 and this is new to you, that's the best way to see it. And so, this is where I heard I was on Twitter for some of this race just because I wanted to just, I know, because I was like, I just want to see what people are saying.
Soul.
Pardon?
Brave soul.
I know. I just want to see what people were saying. And when that caution came out on lap one and when they eventually went into the pits, I think it was lap 4 or 5 when this happened. A lot of the drivers that started on the alternates switched to primary, and then they only had to run primary for the rest of the race. There's a lot of discourse right now saying that drivers should have to run at least one full green flag lap under the tire compound because you're not you pushing your tires to like their full use. And so then we get situations like this where you start on alternates, you start on the softer tires, and if there is the caution within the first lap, like you can just throw them out and forget about them. And that's kind of an advantage because you don't have to use the alternates for the rest of the race. You don't have to push the alternates as you would have in any normal situation under green flag. Anyway, so I saw a lot of that on Twitter, like people talking about how like that isn't fair. Again, like I've never like been part of that conversation. It's something I've never thought of until this race, and because of course a caution came out lap one. But I thought it was interesting. And it's true. Like we saw, it was Scotty Mack who was on pole. Like he started on primary tires, so he didn't have the opportunity to go in and ditch the soft tires to put on the harder tire. I'm sorry, I'm mixing up hard and primary, but ideally you're following. He started on the harder compound tires, so when the pits opened, he didn't have the opportunity to go in and ditch tires for new ones because he's like, well, I might as well run these and like as much as I can now and keep the lead, but then eventually he does have to go in and get the softer tires. And also interesting, going into this race, no one had any clue what the tire life was going to be. Like there were so many questions. I think Scott Dixon, hang on, let me find the quote. Let me find the quote. Let me find the quote. After qualifying yesterday, he said, "I have no idea what these tires are going to do. This is so fun."
This is so
He
fun.
said that, yeah. Like,
This is
because no one knew. And so obviously weather plays a huge part in it. Track use plays a huge part in it, but the soft tires are gonna go faster. And then we found out that they only last about 10 to 16 laps, you know? So like anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it you're taking a gamble either way. And if you start on softs, you're still taking a gamble because if there isn't a yellow flag that comes out on lap one, you're having to pit. I believe like pretty much everyone was pitting at like lap 15 on the softs. on the alternate, sorry. So like you still are taking a gamble there because now you're losing track position, and those who started on their primary tires aren't having to come in for a long time yet still. So like it's a tire strategy. I don't necessarily think it's like unfair necessarily. Like it's a gamble because no one knew that yellow was going to come out on lap one. No one knows when any cautions are going to come out, but it's a gamble that you're taking. And sometimes these guys do make strategy calls, or their strategists do, based on when they think or when historically a caution has happened. So yeah, it's like, we see it in F1 too. It's a gamble. Tire strategy always is. So but yeah, I mean, I'm glad that there's people like talking about it. I think
Yeah,
that's
I know. I was
cool.
actually like kind of entertained when I was scrolling through like Twitter. I was like, oh, like people are making good. It's the first time I like enjoyed actually scrolling on Twitter in like a while. Except I saw a tweet saying, get this old man out of the race, and they were talking about willpower, and I was ready to fight. So it's fine.
Well, and this is interesting because so we'll follow this saga throughout the year essentially, but Willpower is without contract for next year. He does not have a contract signed with Penske for
I
next year.
didn't know that until this race. I thought he was still signed, but no, this is his, as of right now, it's his last year with Team Penske.
And it is, nobody knows what Will's going to do because, or no one knows what's going to happen. His goal right now is that he gets another contract. I'm assuming he wants to stay with Penske for a little while longer. But Penske put what I like to call their insurance policy in with David Malukas. And the goal of, so for those of you going back to what we talked about at the beginning, AJ Foyt and Penske having a partnership, the idea of Malukas, after having such a good season with Meyer Shank last year when he was kind of thrown in, the idea of him moving to Foyt. It's speculated that it's because he will take over from Will Power when Will retires. Of the three Penske drivers, he would be the closest to retirement, and he almost did a couple of years ago, but that was because his wife was sick and he wasn't sure whether it was, whether he should continue racing anymore. She's since gotten better. He seems to have made indications that he wants to be with Penske for a little while longer, at least. I believe David actually signed a multi-year deal with Foyt, but contracts essentially mean nothing. If he needs to get loaned to Penske, he will. So I think that right now we're in a little bit of a holding pattern. I think people are going to look at Will and what Will's doing with Penske. I think that Roger's going to watch what Will's doing with Penske. I think that people are going to watch Roger specifically. He's also going to watch what David is doing with Foyt and make a decision a little later into the season. I don't think that we'll hear anything about this before the 500, if I had to guess.
Oh no, I agree. Like they're not gonna come out with anything. I think AJ Foyt signing a multi-year with David was to keep him within either with AJ Foyt or eventually move him up to Penske. Like the plan isn't to keep him forever and then let him go. Like they want him to stay. It's similar that we see in Formula One, Red Bull Racing will sign drivers to VCARB that they eventually want. Like we see that happen. It's that same kind of partnership, that same kind of like setup, that same like we're preparing you for the better team, ideally. Do I want to see Will Power retire? No. Do I want to see David Malokas in a Penske? Absolutely. But I think this is just so much pressure on both those drivers this year because David, I think in the back of his mind, is probably thinking like Will might be gone this year. And if Will's gone, he might be next in line to take that. Like he would be next in line to take that seat. So he has this pressure to just to perform like he belongs on Penske. And now there's that extra pressure from Will being like, I might lose my seat if I don't do something. And so the way to like him starting the season crashing out, not looking good. But again, first race of the
Well,
season.
yeah. I would also say that David has even more to prove because he's coming back from injury. He wasn't like, yes, he raced a few races at the end of last year, after the 500, but anything, he may still not have been at 100% at that point. So, this is a new season. He has to prove himself as well. There's pressure on both drivers. If I had to guess, I would guess that Will signs a 1-year deal and stays for 1 more year. David gets 1 more year experience I don't actually know historically, like whether Penske has taken younger drivers or not, or like how young they've taken drivers on, because Joseph's not old, but I
No,
don't
but
know how
Joseph, I
long he's
think,
been.
was younger when he started.
Yeah, seemingly. So yeah, something to keep an eye on. Definitely a storyline for the season. Yeah.
Another storyline to follow is the number six car of Aaron McLaren cursed.
Yeah.
Because I
Yeah.
mean,
Oh, yeah, you're right.
so it was actually Michaela, she loves rooms, who posted on her story, like making a joke about it, like saying this is proof that the six car is cursed. But the six car last year was a disaster, and it saw like how many different drivers come through and take that spot, and just like not good overall. And so to start the season off with Nolan Siegel crashing out, like, I will quote Michael Scott here, I am not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. Is that what he says?
Yeah, that's that is. I don't know. I didn't watch Office, but I'm pretty sure that's the quote. Yeah.
I don't know, we'll see. It's just I hope good things come for Nolan, because I do want to see him do well, and I don't want the number six car to be cursed.
Yeah, Nolan's the sweetest kid in the world. I know. I called him kid too. But she just
Yes. He is a
he is
kid.
young. He is young and looks young, and he doesn't necessarily like.
19.
Yeah, he doesn't necessarily like act young. Like he's very professional, but. I don't know. I see him as a kid. I'm 25 and you're 26, so he's a little
The
bit of
kid.
a kid to us. I want to see him succeed. I think he showed so much mental strength last year and perseverance with the whole season that he had, and he definitely deserves this opportunity. And I hope that he can make the most out of it.
No, I agree.
So we'll
Yeah.
see. And Christian Lundgaard is already proving to be a good decision for the seven car, so that's
Yeah.
great.
Which I feel like it hasn't really clicked yet, still, that he's driving Aaron McLaren.
I feel like it'll click like at the end of the year for you.
I think what, yeah, I think so. Like, I just am like, oh, who? Oh, right. Like, I don't know. Nolan and
Yeah.
Pato, I get. But also, I just still feel like Christian Lundgaard, that choice came out of nowhere. Like, literally out of left field. Like, he's going to be driving the number seven car. I was like, okay. And so I'm still processing it. I think I'm just waiting for someone else to just, like, to come in and be like, oh, just kidding. Like, Christian Lundgaard was just a temporary driver. Which, like, no, which is not me, like, talking ill about
Yeah,
Christian Lundgaard.
no.
Like, he is a good driver, but it's just not what I expected.
That's fine.
That's
It's just
all.
you haven't it hasn't sunk in yet. It's all good. It is all good. I don't know if oh, I will say, I want to give props and kudos to the broadcast booth of Will Townsend and James. Surprisingly, there was really no discourse post Santino Ferrucci from Townsend, which is awesome. I love that because I actually really like Townsend Bell as a commentator, but when he starts defending, I don't. Anyways, I thought that they did a really good job of leaning into what the new fans need to know. So on one of the first laps, it actually may have been Santino's car that they were looking at the onboard, and they did a really good job of explaining like what we're looking at, and like that can be intimidating. Like for a long time, I didn't know what I was looking at when I saw an F1 onboard. It's showing you the speed, it's showing you the gear, it's showing you. And one thing that I don't know if it's new with Fox or if maybe I just never noticed it, but it's showing you how close they are to the next corner and if it's a right-hander or a left-hander. And I just think that those are things that are important for a new fan to like identify when they see an onboard. So that was pretty cool. I thought they did a great job. And I didn't obviously like we know Will Buxton. He's so like renowned in his craft. So like that we knew he was gonna be like great off the hop. It's just like hearing all three of them come together and like make it work. And they absolutely did. And yeah, love it.
No, I 100% agree. I had a note about it too, being like adding Will Buxton to that team was one of the greatest decisions like Fox could have made. James Hinchcliffe and Townsend Bell, amazing commentators already, but like bringing someone like Will Buxton in and just tying it all together, I loved it. Like, I could listen to Will Buxton talk about any sport for hours, even if I don't pay attention to the sport. Like, he has such a way of, I think he knows, I feel like he thinks like his job is to tie it, like bring in the new audience, like bring in the F1 audience. And like, so people coming from F1 listening to him, it's like they trust him, or like they want to listen to him. And then James and Townsend do a really good job of still connecting with the fans that have been there for a while. Like it was so good. And I don't think I ever really comment on commentators before, but like the three of them, like it was really great to listen to.
Yeah,
Agree, agree.
I echo all of that. I thought it was so great. I'm ready for the rest of the season. I think it'll be so fun. I loved seeing Jack Harvey as a pit lane reporter also. I thought he did
Yes.
such a good job. We are Jack Harvey fans. He has been nothing but nice to us, and I thought he did a great job. I like this role for him. Anytime, look, like I love him, yes, but like any the more British accents that I can hear on the IndyCar broadcast, the better. So this is awesome.
I love that they threw him in for like a Martin Brundle type of grid walk, and he didn't
Yes,
really understand
the
what he was.
gridwalk
It's like he was, but he was like, I feel like he was hesitant. Like he didn't really know what his role was, but he did a very good job. And I think as the season goes on, if he continues to do this, it will be iconic and good because these drivers, they know him. Like they've raced alongside him for years. Like it was when Connor did like the grid walk in Thermal Club. Like
was,
that was
yeah.
so good and so entertaining. And so I believe that Jack Harvey. I think it'll be good. I loved seeing Jack Harvey like as a commentator. And when his voice like came up, like as like just like a pit lane reporter, I was like, I love this. I love Jack Harvey.
I know, I was really happy. My final note on the race itself, just to go back, and something I forgot about was that we are already seeing the manufacturer. So in IndyCar, if you're unaware, similar to Formula One, there is an individual driver's championship. There is a team driver championship, which historically people have not paid too much attention to because there was a point when one team had five cars and one team had two. So it wasn't necessarily like a fair fight. It's definitely with the charter system coming in, it is a more fair fight, I would say. And then there's the manufacturers championship, which is similar to NASCAR, and that's something that like IndyCar has played into, but we don't see it as much this early on in the season. I thought it was interesting that at the end of the race, when Joseph was chasing down Alex Palou, Stingray Rob was in front, which iconic, so funny that the race literally depended on
On Stingray
Mr.
Rob.
Rob. And so eventually Palou did get past him, get past Stingray Rob, that is. And because JHR and Penske are both Chevy teams, as soon as Palou in a Honda team got by him, he let Joseph through. And they were like speculating on the broadcast whether they were going to see a manufacturer championship decision be made so easy or so early,
Early.
and it was. And that's really interesting to me. And I thought that was a good move from Stingray Rob. But yeah.
I think it was like the first
Interesting.
time I was like actively rooting for Stingray Rob. Like
Yeah.
I cuz I mean he's just like not a driver that I follow or like I'm like rooting for, but to see him like he wasn't last, but he was about to be lapped by Alex Palou, and so to see him like holding off Palou for as long as he did, like I was like I'm rooting so hard for this, cuz then we saw Joseph Newgarden like just catch up to Alex, and I was like I don't want to see Alex Palou win the first race of the season. Like you know, it's the same thing with like, we don't want to see Max win every single race. Like, it's very similar. The difference between F1 and IndyCar, in F1, if you're about to be lapped, you have to move out of the way.
Yes.
If, like, if the driver in the lead gets to a certain distance, you have to move out of the way. A blue flag is waved. IndyCar, you don't have to do that. You can hold your own. If you don't want to let the driver in the lead pass you, if you don't want to get lapped, you don't have to get lapped. Like, hold your, like, just race, you'll be fine. And so, yeah, I was rooting for Stingray Rob. I was like, keep Alex Palou behind. And then when eventually Palou and Newgarden and Dixon made it past Stingray Rob. Then we had like a chance, like it was a good battle. And I thought, not that I thought that Newgarden was gonna like win, but you could see that he was falling back. And I was like, I wanted him to keep second. But then we found out it was a, f like he ran out of fuel. Like he almost didn't make it to the finish line because he ran out of fuel and like Dixon stole second place. But yeah, like that. That happens in IndyCar. Like you never see that happen in Formula One where a driver is running out of fuel.
And that's why indie racing is so much fun to watch. And obviously, like, we love it, and we don't need to like pad our own like love for it because we already have it, but we want everybody to see what we see. And that's like something that people can argue, like, should they just move aside? Should there be a
No.
blue flag?
Absolutely not. It makes it so entertaining. Absolutely
It does
not.
make it entertaining, and it makes the manufacturer's championship interesting. But then, like you're saying, like it got so good at the end when it was like when it was Joseph chasing Alex, and then it was Scott chasing Joseph, and those three, like it was better racing, obviously, than like watching Stingray Rob at the forefront. So yeah, there's obviously like you can have your opinions there. I don't really know where I stand, to be honest.
I
But
like that we get
Joseph
best
did
of.
like.
Sorry?
Go
Oh, I was
on.
gonna say, I like that we get best of both worlds, seeing it mandatory in F1 and not mandatory in IndyCar.
That's
Like,
true. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
yeah. If every racing series was the same, it would be boring as
Yeah.
hell to watch them. So that's totally true. Yeah. Yeah, I can echo that. Look, I'm just so fucking pumped that IndyCar's back. Like,
I'm
I'm so.
so. I'm so happy it's back. I literally was like, I have no plans this weekend. I mean, I had like minor plans, but I was like, my plan is IndyCar. Like at
Yeah.
work, people are like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, IndyCar's back. I was like, I'm glued to my TV all weekend. Like,
Yeah.
IndyCar's back. That's it. IndyCar's back. It
Yeah.
just,
Yeah.
everyone, I
And
just love racing. I love racing. I love racing.
yeah. And it kind of sucked a little bit, I think, because, like, I mean, we never told our audience this, but, like, we were supposed to be in St. Pete's this weekend, and that fell through, like, pretty last minute, I'd say. So, like, that sucked because, like, there was all of our friends there, and the race was good, and they were having fun, and they were in Florida, and we were in, well, actually, it's beautiful where we are now, but it's still cold. So that kind of sucked a little bit, but
It's okay.
we
We'll be
made
at
the
other
most of it.
races.
Exactly. I literally couldn't like sleep the other night because I was so excited
I
that
know.
excuse me, that I'm planning my trip to the 500. So like, you
Oh.
know, just I love indie racing. I'm so excited.
I know. And plus, it was nice to kind of get back on FanAmp as well. I mean, I was more talkative during qualifying than the race itself, but like sometimes during races, there's like no service and you can't message. And so it was nice to like to chat with everybody in the app, like who was watching the race and get their opinions and like their input. So, you know,
Oh,
we
and
weren't.
we love like chatting with everybody in the FanAm chat. If
Yeah.
you want to chat with us like in real time during the race, we don't just do this for Indy, we do it for F1 too. Like let's do it. Like honestly, I think it's so much fun. And yes, okay, like did I make comments today based on stuff that was said in the FanAm chat? Yes. I'm not really like judging what you guys are saying. I love the input. I'm just saying I just want, you know, everyone to be open-minded about the sport and the new broadcast. But like I love that we can just like chat in real time with our audience and we can like learn things and be friends.
I know, it's like we're watching the race together, like as friends. It's like,
Yeah,
it's, you
literally.
know. So join FanAmp. This isn't
Yeah, join
sponsored. We
FanApp.
just love FanAmp and we want you to join FanAmp.
No, we actively work with them and we love them and yeah, do it.
And FanAmp was there this weekend at St. Pete, and got some really, really good content. So make sure to check it out. Caitlin, was in the media pen and had really incredible questions for the drivers. Like just super good content that's coming out in FanApp this week. And so FanApp started as F1 fan base and they're now IndyCar and FanApp and honestly like some other motorsport series as well. So yeah, so make sure you get on that. That's it.
All the girlies had good content this weekend, like truly. I know
I
that
know.
it may seem weird that like, you know, we're supposed to be there and we have FOMO, but like we're genuinely so fucking happy for everyone that was there. And
Yeah.
like the content is so good. Like
You know,
there's no competition in this world.
no, and like to see all the girlies working together and just like helping each other take content, take photos.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
like I love this fan base. I love the IndyCar fan base. Like I love it. It makes me so happy.
Me too.
Can I ask what your hyperfixation of the week was?
Oh my gosh, yes. I didn't come up with one. You did though, so why don't you go first and I'll think.
The Office.
Okay.
I have been binging The Office recently. I don't know why, but it's just like it's just always like it's always on now. If I'm doing anything, I'll just put The Office on. I think I'm on season 3 now. Maybe I just started season 4. And this is probably like my 8th rewatch. So yeah, that's my
Wow, okay,
hyperfixation.
I've never watched The Office, so I
Oh my
probably
God.
should one day.
You
Yeah.
probably should. That's my hyperfixation.
Give me 2 seconds because I didn't prepare.
This is me last week. I was like, what am I
I know.
hyperfixating on?
No. Oh, okay. I think I do have one.
Okay.
So Cam for Valentine's Day bought me a new alarm clock. He bought me, it's not a
Hatch.
hatch. It's not a hatch, but it's like a hatch dupe, I guess. It's from
Yeah.
Amazon. I think it's called an e-cozy, and I it's hard for me to wake up to school in the morning. I
Me too.
do.
Not school, but work.
Yeah.
It's so hard to wake up.
I do get up. I most times don't have time to do makeup or eat breakfast, and I get there right on time. So I'm bad in the mornings. And he got me this alarm clock because he gets it because he wakes up really early for work. So he liked it. He was like, it's easier for me to wake up by not like having blaring alarms. It's like a more peaceful way to wake up, and he likes the light. So I tried it this week and I loved it. I thought it was like, yeah, a definitely a more peaceful way to start your morning than like alarm sounds, right at your pillow. So that's my hyperfixation, I will say. My new alarm clock.
Nice.
Also, I am going to make this a story series. I found a I'm kind of getting better with Canva these days, I will
Okay.
say.
Okay.
So I'm going to make a graphic for us to enter our hyperfixations every week, and then we will post that. And then at the end of the year, I think we can do a review and be like, what the
Like,
fuck?
why are we obsessed? How does it? Okay, do it. I
Yeah.
love it. I support.
Okay.
Take off that graphic designer role. I do want to do a quick recap. If you made it this far and you don't watch IndyCar, like if you're listening to this podcast and you like just because you listen to Track Talk and you're like not 100% sure if you want to get into IndyCar, I made a quick list of like all the reasons why you should watch IndyCar.
Okay.
One, there's a Chili's car, quite literally a Chili's car. Two, we have Will Buxton and James Hinchcliffe. Three, they can swear and get angry and they won't get fined for it.
And
Four,
give middle finger.
they can give middle fingers, which is like they. I also thought it was so funny that Fox came out with content asking drivers, like, how many middle fingers do you think you're going to give and receive this year? Like,
Did you see my
so.
comment?
No, I didn't. What was your comment?
Okay, I made myself laugh so hard on TikTok because they were asking, "Who do you think?" At the end, they said, "Do you think you'll give or receive more?" And of course, Stingray Rob said he thinks he'll receive more middle fingers than he'll give because he's not really like a middle finger person.
Yeah.
And I literally commented, for those of you who don't know, Stingray Rob is like super ultra religious.
Very.
His sponsorship is, well, it used to be prayer.com. I think it's a religious affiliation now too, but I can't remember specifically. I literally commented, I was like, wow, Stingray Rob expects to receive more middle fingers than he expects to give. Shocking. So I made myself laugh because, like, obviously, he's not going to give the middle finger. Who the
No,
fuck
he will.
asked him
Yeah, that's a funny
that?
question. The last thing on this list is IndyCar has Pato Award.
I was going to say Pato Award,
Pato Award.
right?
If you're like,
Yeah.
if you're not watching IndyCar, you can watch. You should watch specifically for him, and then that's it. And do you have anything to
Yeah.
add to that list?
Oh, yes, but this was not a good representation of it this past race weekend. I prefer IndyCar radio messages. I think that they're more clear and we hear them more often. I like them better. I like the sound of them better. I like what the drivers say on them more than an F1. And there was hardly any this race. I don't know what that was all about. So, like, obviously, like, Fox is going to work everything out. But that is another reason that I think that you should watch IndyCar racing. And also because the Indy 500 is the best sporting event to watch ever. And if you want to go into the Indy 500 with a little bit of context, watch the rest of the season.
Amazing. So that's all you need to know. You can start watching IndyCar now. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. The Oscars are tonight. Did you watch any of the Oscar movies that are nominated?
No.
Did
Oh,
you
I
watch
watched Wicked.
Wicked?
Yeah, I watched Wicked.
You're kind of like a movie person, though. You didn't watch any of them? Did you watch the
I
Timothée
am a
Chalamet?
movie person. I actually, oh, I watched Substance. Isn't Substance nominated or no?
It
Oscar
is, yeah. So you
nominee.
got, did you watch the Timothée Chalamet, A Complete Unknown? Okay, the only ones I have watched are Wicked and I don't know. And last night I watched Baby Girl. It
Studio.
was very bad.
You didn't like Baby Girl?
I hated it.
Interesting.
I thought it was so fucking bad. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh my God, I thought it was so bad. My last question for you, Emma, is did you watch My Fault London?
No, okay, but I haven't watched it because I don't I know. Okay, how so if I watch My Fault London, I will go feral. Like, I will probably go insane. And I just really don't want that for me right now.
Okay.
But I want to watch it so bad.
Okay, I want you to watch it because I want you to bring thoughts to this show. Okay,
Not?
I know where you're going with it though, because you're gonna want more content. So why don't you watch it? If not this coming weekend, because you'll have Lando to see during the new Drive to Survive season that comes out next week, then right before the next race, I would actually say it's better to watch that and then Drive to Survive, because then you'll have Lando to watch and you see more of him on Drive to Survive than you do on the race the next weekend. So I think next weekend would be the perfect time for you to watch it, because then you can hyperfixate about Lando and that character, and then you can watch Drive to Survive.
Okay. I
Have I
will
made a
watch it.
case?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. It makes sense. And I will watch it and I want to, but I know me and I know that I get insane. So I just
That's
need to
fair.
like figure out when the best time in my life is to like turn insane.
Okay, that's
And
fair.
it wasn't last week.
That's fair. I do really want you to watch it though.
I
So
will
if
watch
next
it. I
weekend,
will watch it. I
keep an eye
promise I
on
will watch it. I watch it.
it. Okay. New season of Drive to Survive next week. We'll
I know.
recap that next, at least as many episodes as we can get through before our episode recording next week. I definitely probably will get through all of them. So we'll
You will
see
or you
where we
won't?
go.
No, I won't either, but I will do my best.
Yes. Okay, great. This is a long show, but this is the first race weekend of the year. So we're really
Long
pumped
episode.
if all of you have stayed with us for this long that you're here and that we're going to watch Indy together and that IndyCar racing is back. And I feel like Happy Hannah is defrosting because it's sunny where it's like there's no snow anymore and it's sunny and IndyCar racing is back. So, like, fuck, I'm back.
Hannah's back. We're back. Track Talk's back. I mean, Track Talk wasn't
Fuck
anywhere, but
yeah.
like, we're back. IndyCar's back. We're happy. So this was our first IndyCar race weekend recap.
We are Track Talk.
Catch out for now.